Now on Vision Australia Roundup, we come to Brisbane South and the Gold Coast region, and team manager there based in our Coorparoo Centre is Paula Alfonso. Paula, the Robina Centre is open.
At last, yes. We moved in early July and we're settling in now. We've even got phones and computers working, so it's very exciting for the staff.
Yes, it's been a while coming for you, so you must be pleased to be there.
That's right. I think I mentioned it before Christmas, and we're finally there, so it's great.
Tell us about the facilities there.
Yeah, it's a much bigger and brighter office than the old office, and it's right in the middle of a vibrant local shopping centre with lots of food outlets, Aldi, and a whole lot of, even a dry cleaner. So there's lots of things to do in the shopping centre. The office itself has a large multi-purpose room that can be divided in two, and we've actually got a soundproof wall between the two rooms, so we're really excited about that. It's one of those walls you can fold back. And we've got an adaptive technology training room and a big equipment solutions display area. Before, it was just the waiting room and there was not much room to store anything, but we're very happy now.
Oh, that's very good.
If anyone's in the area, please drop in and say hello to Chris, Anne-Marie, Kim and Chantel at our new office. We're on the first floor of the EZT Centre, above Aldi. Our entrance is a little bit hard to find. It's next to the Krish Indian restaurant and it's tucked in behind the Taboon Middle Eastern restaurant.
All right, just say that once more, how to get there, because it's a bit tricky.
It's on the first floor of the EZT Centre. It's next to the Krish Indian restaurant and tucked in behind the Taboon Middle Eastern restaurant, which sort of sticks out in the middle of the shopping centre.
Sorry, I would intend going to visit you, but might just go to one of the restaurants, I think.
That's right. They see me a lot more than they used to down there now they've got good restaurants.
Oh, very good. Now, you had a great function a few weeks ago, one breakfast.
Right. Yep, we held a very successful employers networking breakfast at Coorparoo recently. A number of clients and employers spoke about how easy it is to employ someone who's blind or has low vision. We talked about adaptive technology and all the services that Vision Australia offers. The employers stressed what an asset their employees who are blind are for their business. Each of the guest speakers were given a hand-carved pen that had been made from a single piece of wood in our recreational wood shop. Over 50 people attended the breakfast, including Nick Carter, one of the Vision Australia directors, so we were very honoured to have him there. And he asked some really spot-on questions as well, which was great. Following the breakfast, many of the employees enjoyed a tour of the centre, and a special hit with our guests was the wood shop, where clients have made a variety of items from an egg cup to a dining room table and a park bench.
Gee.
That's just a recreational program, but they all enjoyed, you know, seeing the sorts of things the guys can make.
Yeah. What do they say that an employee who's blind or has low vision is an asset to the organisation?
Because they find that people who are blind or have low vision are very reliable in the workplace, and they're looking at a job for life, not just a, you know, jumping from job to job. Also, they are concentrate a lot better because they don't have the distractions that they find that other workers have, and that they're very, very committed to keeping that job and doing that job very well.
Mm. Yeah, very interesting. We've talked from time to time about Texpo, and people listening to this may still be able to get to your Texpo because it's in early September on the 7th and 8th of September. Some may not have missed it yet.
That's right. And on the Saturday, the 8th of September as well, we'll be having the Seeing Eye Dogs Meet and Greet Day, where everyone can meet the puppy class of 2012. So come along and meet the puppies who are currently in training to become Seeing Eye Dogs. Unfortunately, because of the restricted space at Coorparoo, there will be no vehicle access to Vision Australia for Texpo because they'll be setting up for the meet and greet day on the Friday, and then the meet and greet day will be on the Saturday.
Hmm.
So we've arranged for a drop-off pick-up area at Queen Alexandra Home, just up the road from Vision Australia. And we've organised plenty of volunteers who'll be waiting there to assist people to come down to Vision Australia for Texpo and for the Seeing Eye Dogs meet and greet day.
And if you've missed it because you're hearing this after September the 8th, watch out for a similar event next year. Is that right?
That's right, indeed.
Paula Alfonso from Vision Australia, looking after Brisbane South and the Gold Coast.
Thanks very much, Stephen.